Welcome to the Moms Who Money podcast, where every week we chat about all things related to money, mom life, mindset, and spirituality. I'm your host, Eileen Joy, and I am a money and mindset coach for moms, teaching you how to confidently go from living paycheck to paycheck to making money easy. Money doesn't have to be hard. It is possible to break the chains, and I'm going to show you how. Get ready to join the Moms Who Money.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Moms Who Money podcast. If this is your first time here, welcome. My mission is to help you to stop stressing about your money so that you can take your power back, invest with confidence, and set your kids up to be millionaires. Please share this episode with your friends and family. The more shares and ratings and reviews and subscribes that the show gets, the more the show will be shared with other women just like you. That's the way that the algorithm works. Please consider leaving a 5-star rating on Apple or Spotify. And if you listen on Apple, please leave a glowing review so that women just like you can find the show. One of the questions I get asked the most is how to save money. What are my best tips and my secrets? Well, the easy answer is to stop overspending so that you've got money to save. And the hard answer is, what are you actually spending your money on? And how much of those things do you really need? It's that age-old question. What's the difference between your wants and your needs? And now, I've asked myself that question a million times. I've even taught my son to ask himself that question before he makes any purchase, especially when all he seems to care about purchasing these days are Pokemon cards. I mean, is it a want or a need? What's the difference? And I teach my clients to do the same thing. What are your wants and what are your needs, right? Well, what are needs, right? What really are needs? Needs are anything required for human survival, food, water, and shelter. And those are basic human needs, and sometimes medication for people too. Now, if a human doesn't have these things, then the body can't function and it will die, right? After a certain period of time, let's face it, food, water, shelter, very important, right? Now, your wants, those are the things that you would like to have, right? Or something that you desire. Things that are really not needed for survival, like Pokemon cards, a fancy car, a designer purse, a luxurious vacation, or a new cell phone, right? Those are examples of wants. Now, there's nothing wrong with those things, right? There's nothing wrong with wanting things because what's life without all the fun, right? But it depends on how much cash that you have at the time and what basic needs are covered first, right? So you got your basic needs covered and then come your goals. This is where paying yourself first and using the four buckets is really key. Now, when I work with my clients, we talk about goals. What are your short-term goals? Your long-term goals, right? Short-term goals would be anything like within 6 months to a year. And then you work out from there, right? So longer term goals, like 3 years, 5 years, 10, 20, 40 years, and you keep going, right? And yes, of course, living in the now is so important, especially when you're a mom and you're concerned about whether or not to put gas in your car or food on the table at this point. I mean, with inflation being the way that it is right now, I mean, really, right? And it might seem like you're just struggling, even though you make good money. It feels like the dollar isn't stretching as far as it used to before, and that all the dreams that you had about saving and investing are just being put on hold indefinitely. Then you think about how will you help your kids when it comes time with college? And what you always need to remember is that they can help themselves. They can decide not to go to a school that charges way too much per semester and maybe even perhaps go to a state school or maybe take online classes to save money. The way things are going right now on college campuses right now, my son doesn't even want to step foot on any of them, and I don't even blame him. And there's just so many ways to reduce the cost of college without keeping up with the Joneses, right? And being in debt for the rest of your life, especially for kids to learn how to live without taking out loans for everything. The more loans that you have, the more you're going to feel stuck, right? And our kids need to understand this now. They need to understand this before they buy their first car, before they buy their first house, before they go to school and take out hundreds of thousands of dollars of student loans. And now, you know, I love to make you think and feel differently about money, right? And learning the way that your body responds to your own money story every time that you go to make a purchase. And now I'm currently offering a 90-minute financial power session where we can focus on 1 to 2 areas of where you're feeling stuck. And your money mindset is definitely one of those areas that you can choose to focus on. Or kids and money, being debt-free, saving, investing, really just anything you want to talk about. And after 90 minutes, you'll feel more confident and have an action plan personalized just for you. I'll put the scheduling link in the show notes, and you can always find it on my website, momswhomoney.com. The easiest way to save $10,000 is to save $27.40 per day. And on the flip side, the easiest way to waste $10,000 is to spend $27.40 per day. So it really is those little purchases that you make that really add up. So when you ask yourself, is this a need or a want? What do you tell yourself? Do you make excuses for the wants? Like, it's okay to spend on wants as long as all your goals are met. Remember that. And we always add fun and we always add guilt-free spending to your spending plan. So you'll always be able to spend. You know, it's not always about how much you make. It's how much you keep. Sometimes it is also how much you make. And are you making enough to fund your lifestyle? Now, you've been working hard your whole life. So yeah, you do deserve to have some fun, right? And yeah, you can enjoy your money. And it's not all just about paying bills. But it is important to keep track of where your dollars are going and really being intentional about your spending. So the more you can learn how to do this now, the easier it'll be when it comes to retire. Because remember, when you're retired, you're on a fixed income and you're not making any more money. So the more intentional you can be now, the better. And once you start looking around you at everyone else and you really start to pay attention to what they do with their money, you'll see how everyone is trying to keep up with the Joneses. The Joneses aren't paying your bills. You are. The Joneses are throwing around money like they print it at home. And if you keep up these money habits, you'll never have enough money to retire. You'll be that old lady walking into the office with a walker with the tennis balls on the bottom of it and wishing that you had enough money to retire and just hating your life every single day. I've made a list of things that my clients have wasted their money on until they started working with me. And then I taught them how to create financial goals and spend money with a purpose. So here's the list. It's not a full list. It's a short list, but it's still a long list because there's lots of things. But here's the list. There's about 10 things on this list. So I want to give you this list so that you can learn how to make better financial decisions too. So working with a financial advisor that works only on commission. Unfortunately, the finance industry makes money scary on purpose. They want you to be so afraid of it that you have to hire someone to take care of it for you. Meanwhile, you have no idea what they are doing with your money. And you have to pay them huge fees that come out of your interest earnings. Huge fees. And you end up paying tens of thousands of dollars that you didn't even know that you had because the fees are not listed on the statements that they send you. And then even the statements they send you, you don't even really look at them. You're like, oh, this is how much money I've got. Okay, great. And then you just don't even really look at the rest, right? Why? Because you don't know how, right? And all you look at is how much money's in your account. So working with a financial educator and coach like me, you don't pay fees. You pay a flat fee, a coaching fee. Or for a program like Money School for Moms, where I teach you how to take care of and manage your own money. I teach you how to teach your children to manage their own money and how to set them up to be millionaires. I mean, there's a huge difference. Missing out on discounts. I love discounts and I also love special offers. Saving money on things that you're already doing, like using Groupon or discount sites. Some employers even offer special discounts for certain services like joining a gym, all the way to buying a car. I had gone out to lunch with my mother recently and I asked the waitress to give her the senior discount, which was something that she had forgotten to mention. I mean, she's 80 years old. She's entitled to the senior discount, right? And so she immediately got 15% off her check. There are so many discount sites and apps out there that you can use. Cashback credit cards are also another great way to save money. But I only recommend them if you're paying the balance in full every single month. And if you carry a balance and you're working on paying off your debt, I don't recommend using any credit cards at all. This is a good one. Being mindful of your health and eating healthy, good clean food, getting yourself and the kiddos off the couch, right? Which can also sometimes be a challenge. But especially when the drive-through at a fast food place is so easy and the kids have a ton of after-school activities going on and homework and all the things, and you just want to breeze through and grab something, right? But you don't need to, right? Since my son is so into Pokemon lately, I've used it to our advantage. He likes to play Pokemon Go, which is the app version where you have to go out into the world, out of the house, and find Pokemon all around the world in your neighborhood or at a local park, right? And one day we were talking about which places are the best to find Pokemon. And once he told me where they were at local parks, very close to the house. And I was so excited. So now we go for 3-mile walks and hikes so he can find Pokemon. I get him off the couch and then I get to go with him and I enjoy an amazing walk. Now, you can get creative with your kids, and even if you're just getting yourself off the couch, right? And just food prepping, right? Food prepping some delicious meals to keep in the fridge and also some snacks that you can just take on the go. What about home remodels? This is another keeping up with the Joneses thing that people do. Now, this is a question of why. Why are you remodeling your home? What is wrong with it? Is it just old and everything is broken? Or is everything in working order and you just want it to look like the bathroom that your neighbor has after their $40,000 remodel? I mean, I totally get it. I was a realtor and I understand how homes sell and I understand what people are looking for in a home. And it's usually the latest and greatest, the most beautiful thing, the most up-to-date whatever it is, right? But at the same time, if you have a functional home and nothing is broken, think twice before doing an expensive remodel because you can just invest that money instead. So I worked it out on a financial calculator. If you invest $40,000 in the stock market instead of doing a remodel in your home, whether it be your kitchen, bathroom, basement, whatever, at a 10% return in 30 years from initially investing only $40,000, you'll have $697,976. I mean, that's huge, right? So do you want a new kitchen or do you want $700,000? I mean, to me, that's a no-brainer. But so before you start gutting your home, think about where that money really should go. And does it work with the goals that you have? Spending every penny on the kids. Do your kids have many interests, right? And they want to be involved in multiple activities. So are you actually able to really afford to put them in all these things? I know that I want to allow my son to join every club or group that he's interested in, but I also look for ways to get him involved for little to no cost. So we narrow it down. We do one paid activity, one free activity, and a volunteer opportunity. I'm also now looking for leadership programs for him so he can get leadership opportunities. Now, many moms that I work with, they don't want to deny their kids all the things. And I get it because I don't want to deny my son all the things either. But let's get real. Kids' activities can be quite expensive, especially when travel is involved. And then as they get older and older and older, they become more and more and more expensive. So as they get older, let them contribute. Let them help to pay for these, especially if they started working. And let them understand how much these activities cost. And then together, come up with a way for them to help. They don't have to pay for the whole thing, but just a little bit, right? Let them help and figure out what works for everyone because they'll still be using the 4 buckets when they get paid, just like you do. And then, of course, as they become adults, Mama Bird, you need to let them fly. And by this time, they'll have the best financial knowledge and then they'll be able to be an adult and pay their way. Now, credit card debt. This is a huge one. Credit card debt is just like throwing money out the window, especially if you're not paying the full balance in full every single month, right? So if you're just paying the minimums or even just a small payment each month, it will take you years to pay it off. And then the amount of interest that you're going to be paying is just insane. So the other day I was looking at my credit card statement for the card that I use. I have a card that I use, one card where I pay for all of my expenses on every single month. And then I pay the full balance every single month. And I use this card for specific reasons. So this card I use for travel miles and for free flights and hotels. So on this card, it said on the statement, If you make no additional charges using this card and each month you pay only the minimum of $40, you will pay off the balance shown on this statement in about 8 years, and you will end up paying an estimated total of $4,232. Now, the balance on my card was $2,100. So I'll be paying that off when the bill comes, right? So it's $2,100. The interest is 21.24%. And if there's a late payment, the interest automatically goes up to 29.99%. So if I didn't pay off this balance every single month, and if I only paid the minimum or just a little bit, it would take me at least 8 years and paying double, right? Even though the interest rate's 21.24, it would go up. And because of the amount of payments and the amount of interest, you'd actually be paying double. Now, we're brought up in this country to live on loans, and it's been normalized, right? It's normalized for us to live with debt. Remember, debt is a trap. Now, there is some debt, that's fine. But when everything that you have is a loan and you're paying interest on it and you're paying payments for years, it just keeps you trapped from saving and investing for yourself and for your family. So what if you didn't need a loan? What would you do? Especially on cars. Now, growing up, my parents always leased cars. Every few years, they would each have a brand new car with a fresh new car loan. It was a lease. That's just what they did. Hundreds of dollars every single month on just car loans. And to them, it was the peace of mind knowing that they wouldn't have car problems because they would just take it back to the dealer. And they just overpaid for cars. And that's just what they did. And, you know, since we learn about money from our parents, that's just what I thought everyone did, lease cars. So that's what I did too. Until my bankruptcy, that's when I had to make a decision. Keep the $550 per month car payment plus insurance or return it. And thankfully, I chose to return it, which was the best decision for me at the time. When you're following blindly what others are doing because you just don't know, you'll most likely overspend and overextend every single time. And when my son and I got into that car accident during my divorce and my car was totaled, I didn't have a plan. I had to get something fast and I got a loan. I got a 6-year car loan at the time. And thankfully, I was able to pay that 6-year car loan off in 3 years. And ever since then, I've been saving to buy another car because I know I'll need one someday, right? Well, that day arrived last week. And it was a lot sooner than I had originally anticipated. The car that I had gotten didn't even have 100,000 miles on it yet. It was almost there. It had 93,000. And all of a sudden, the check engine light came on and it started having issues. I decided that I didn't want to deal with those issues, right? And I didn't want to pay thousands of dollars to repair them. So I went out and purchased a new car, a new to me car, a used car, with cash. I still don't have a car payment. And now I'm starting over. I'm going to start saving to purchase my next car, which I know I will need someday. Now, I had my last car for 7 years, and I'm really hoping to have this new car at least 10 years. I mean, it's a Toyota, so it should last. My last one was a Dodge, in case you're wondering. It didn't last. Now, there's many families that have multiple cars, right? And they're overspending on all their cars. So think about your family. How many cars do you have? How many car payments do you have? How much do you pay every single month on your cars, right? And that's just the payments. But what about insurance, right? Gas and maintenance. Owning a car is one of those big three expenses. So what would your financial life be like if you didn't have a car payment? What would you do with that cash instead? I mean, I can go on and on and on about wasting money, but one thing that's going on right now in the cyber world is scams. Now, there are thousands of scams happening daily, and you need to be extra careful when you're online, especially reading emails, even checking text messages. Your personal information is stolen daily. And now random thieves are getting your cell phone number. They're getting your email address, maybe even your social security number, right? And if they've got your cell, they're texting you. They're texting you hoping that you'll take the bait. I get texts weekly and I know that it's just someone trying to scam me. Now I just delete it and I tell my phone it's junk because my phone asks me now. It used to just delete it. Now it says, is this junk? And I say, yes, right? And then you can even block the number if they keep on keeping on, right? And remember, don't respond to it. Even if it says reply STOP to stop receiving messages, don't reply. They're just trying to see if you'll respond, right? They just want to see if your number works. They want you to respond and they want you to click on links. They want you to slip up. They want you to give them more of your personal information, including taking money from your bank account. I know too many women that have been scammed. Please don't fall for it. So just be extra careful. It's really better to be safe than sorry. If you delete a text and it was really important, they'll text you back, right? Don't worry about it. Now, going out to eat. This one is one of the biggest ones. Now, I talk about this a lot because depending upon how often you go out to eat, and I do know people that love to go out for coffee, then lunch, then dinner every day. And that adds up to hundreds and even thousands of dollars per week. And really, depending upon if you're alone or if you're paying for a group or even your own family. So what's your take on going out to eat? How do you feel about what I call customer no service, right? And even the smaller portions of food, and they're charging more money, less food, more money, right? And no service. So how much do you typically spend on going out to eat every week? Now, I used to love going out to eat, and ever since COVID, I honestly don't enjoy it as much as I did before. Now, when I go out to eat, I like to go to a nice place with good food. I like to eat good food with even better ingredients. And these restaurants, they tend to just cost more. But now their portion sizes are getting even smaller while the cost is going up. And the service really isn't so great anymore, which just makes me want to cook at home. Now, there are a select few. There are some restaurants that I still like, and I will go out from time to time. But if I'm going to be disappointed and just upset at the service and the bill, I'd just rather not go. And I also don't ever go to fast food places, even if I'm in a hurry. I make stuff at home and I bring it with me. That's it. So out of all these on the list, which one do you resonate with the most? Which one triggered you? Is there anything on this list that you think that you're like, oh no, Eileen, you're wrong. No, no. Or are you like, oh yeah, that's me. Uh-huh, I agree. Right? I want to know. I would love to know. Let me know. I love hearing from you. My mission is to help you to just stop stressing about your money so that you can take your power back and invest with confidence and then set your kids up to be millionaires. If you're ready to once and for all take control of your money, it's time to reach out to me. Feel free to either email me at eileen@eileenjoy.com or go ahead and schedule a 90-minute financial power session or even a consultation for personalized one-on-one financial coaching. The scheduling link is on my website, momswhomoney.com, and I'll put it in the show notes as always. And now you know you can always find me on social media at Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn, and message me there as well. All my links are on my website and in the show notes. Now, I really hope that you enjoyed today's episode, and please join me next time as we dive into another fascinating topic in the world of money and mom life. And if you found this valuable, inspiring, and worthy of your time, please take a screenshot of the episode and share it with your friends and family. And thank you so much for being here today. I am so grateful for you. And please take a moment to thank yourself for being here today and taking the time to invest in yourself. And remember that you are your own best investment. And I'll see you next week. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. If you loved what you heard today, please share on your social media and tag me at Eileen Joy Money Coach so I can see which episodes you're loving. The only way this podcast grows is by you sharing it. Please rate, review, and subscribe down below. See you next week.